Diät. Something about democracy or whatever, rulership. I mean, let's get real here. Well, when we read history, throughout history, nations, groups of people were led by rulers. Whether they were kings, emperors, queens, whatever. And those rulers had ways to rule, meaning to get their society into order according to their ideas of how it should look. Now, today we have this fine word, democracy, rulership by the people. But come on. If we look at the world today, which should be quite obvious and clear to most of us by now, that we are ruled much the way we're always ruled. Like, I'm living in a democracy, a fine, fine democracy called Sweden. But most people here laugh at that. What do we do? In which way do we people rule this country? We go and vote now and then for a political party, and after that the men and ladies in power, they rule us. Maybe even not very well, because they're not very qualified. Because being a politician is more about collecting votes, saying cool things so you become popular. Not about your actual ability to protect people and take care of the society in a nice way. And then we've got the ones over there in Russia. Of course, as soon as a country or so has a kind of rulership that appears different, maybe not exactly pure, bona fide democracy, and they get bad names, dictators, tyranny, whatever. But, you know, they're basically doing it more the old way. Which, sometimes works even better. So I think this whole thing about democracy as some kind of golden, godlike governing style. Well, we need to look at it a little bit more realistically here.